boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I really thought my moment of being able to audition for a TV show was happening.
Oh?
Like, everybody wants to be on a TV show, whether it's like The Traitors, Wheel of Fortune, I don't know.
The Bachelor.
Oh my God, that'd be a good one. I've always wanted to be on America's Funniest Home Videos.
I thought you were going
to
say American Idol.
Dang it. That one too. I actually did. I always said I wanted to run away from home at the age of 16. Would not recommend.
Yeah.
And then I was going to audition for American Idol. Hopefully I would have gotten
a golden ticket.
Golden ticket. I would have won.
Right.
Ryan Seacrest and I fell in love. But I don't know.
The singing ability is questionable.
It's not there. But I really thought America's Funniest Home Videos was texting me because I got a text in a meeting today and all I saw was, "Hi, Destiny. It's AFH. Which stands for America's Funniest Home Videos."
Well, you're missing the V, but yes.
Oh, it's an F, not a V. Oh my God. Am I dyslexic?
Maybe.
Did I just realize?
No, but I get it though. If you're in a meeting.
Oh no.
And you just glance and yeah, I get it. No judgment, but close enough.
It says AFH, not ABH.
What came after that?
Well, this is when I realized it was a scam because they said $30,000 for 390 month remains available. I still don't know what AFH is.
I don't know either. I have so many questions. You thought that America's Funniest Home Videos was reaching out to you.
Yes.
And that didn't hurt your feelings? What do you mean? I would be like, what did you see? Like, hey, Destiny, we saw this video of you being a dweeb. Can we use it?
I figure we post videos on Z102.9's Facebook page and TikTok and Instagram. I figured I'm funny in them. Am I not? Are you trying to tell me I'm not?
No, if I got that, I'd be like, what did you like? You creeped on my Instagram and were like, she looks like a dork. I know you got some videos.
Or I guess I didn't even think about this. Somehow, some way they caught security footage of me here at some point making a dweeb of myself because I trip. I fall, I fart, I do things that are dweeby.
Okay, that's enough.
I'm mostly concerned that I do not know how to read. And I read that with my glasses on, live, on the radio.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of this. It was quite a journey.
You know what's funny is my eye doctor did text me this week saying I need to do a follow-up appointment.
Now that's the text you need to respond to. I want to explain myself on something I said earlier today that you looked at me so crazy for.
Okay.
We came in from grabbing coffee and meeting, and I said, I hate how cold your jeans stay after going outside in the cold.
All right. If you're listening to the show, if there's anyone out there listening, please text us.
319- Do you feel me?
Nobody does. 319-200-4229. Do you actually feel this way?
Well, because I feel...
Explain yourself a little bit more.
I feel that if you have jeans on, which is already unfortunate in itself, I don't think anybody, like, loves wearing jeans. If it's cold out, like it is today, it's frigid, you go outside and then you come in, and I feel like your jeans hold the temperature. They stay cold. So I sat at my desk shivering my little buns off because something about jean denim fabric, I feel, holds cold temperature. Whereas if I was, I'm now giving a
she's
presentation.
Using big words. Whereas
if I had sweatpants on, the cotton blend, jersey blend, would warm up much quicker.
And that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I have never felt this way coming from outside to inside. I looked over at Spencer from 1600 ESPN. He said, same. I've never felt that way in my entire life. So with that, I say, if you out there are dealing with cold pants,
jeans,
cold
specifically,
jeans, sorry, from being outside and then you come inside and your jeans are still cold, let us know in the text line.
You are not alone.
I think you are alone.
I stand with you. My buns are cold. My leg hair is growing back. I'm shivering from my boots at my desk.
If this is the earthly that's ever happened to you, can you please? I need to know if there's somebody, well, at least one person out there. Text line 319-200-1029. I think there's no one.
Well, lie. Somebody lie and be on my side. Please, because I feel strongly about this in my cold jeans.
Why do I feel like everyone's going to text and be on my side?
I guess we'll see.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I love this story that has developed on TikTok because what started as theft has ended in a budding new friendship.
What?
So there's this creator. Her name is Liliana Claire, and she's got a fair amount of followers. She went on a little bit of a rant in the last couple of days because she was upset that she had ordered some Steve Madden boots. Cute, fashionable, love it. She was excited about them, and they were stolen from her apartment complex, okay? So as many of the Gen Z do, they get on TikTok and they say, somebody stole my boots. Steve Madden steps
hey,
in.
Hey, you did it on the radio one time.
I did.
You talked, well, not boots, but you talked about how you have a package getting stolen, remember?
Yes. See, yeah, same thing. Some people do it on TikTok. I do it on the radio. Potato, potato. Okay. She did that. And of course, Steve Madden, great PR response was to send her 4 new pairs of boots that she did actually receive and were not stolen from her apartment complex. So now it's been a couple of days. She went on a whole rant. She's like putting these people that she thinks stole her boots on blast on TikTok.
Like by name?
No, because she didn't know who did it.
Oh.
She just knew they were stolen or claimed from the mailroom at her apartment complex.
Okay.
She posts another video saying that she found out who stole the boots. Okay.
Shut up.
She gets a knock on her door at her apartment complex. She's a younger gal and alone in her apartment. So she's like, ooh, this is a little weird. People don't knock on my door. She sees it's 2 girls standing outside. And she's like, well, what the heck is this? Turns out this girl, one of them, lives 2 doors down. Her name is also Liliana Claire. Okay.
What in the what?
Yeah. Yeah. And Lily, I think she goes by.
Which one? Number 1 or number 2?
Lily.
Thing 1 or thing 2?
Lily at the door says, hi, funny story. I stole your boots, but I didn't mean to steal your boots.
Shut up.
My name is also Liliana Claire. My mom had told me that she was sending me some packages for Valentine's Day, and she didn't know what they were. So when she went to the mailroom and they said, here you go, this says Liliana Claire. It was Steve Madden boots. And she's like, well, that's a little weird. Like, my mom should know my shoe size. These aren't even my size. She has to leave the state because she has a different. She's like rushing out. Okay, she gets the package. She's like, okay, weird, mom, thanks. And goes out of state on a trip. Her friend sees the video of the Lily whose boots got stolen and was like, that looks like your apartment. Oh, my gosh, you stole the boots.
Shut up.
So she gave them back. And now they're friends.
Liliana and Liliana are friends
Liliana
now?
And Liliana are friends. Steve Madden commented
Madden
on the
in the group chat.
They commented on the video and said, no way. And then she said, am I supposed to give the boots that you gave me back? Because she got 4 free boots. She's like, I got free boots out the
whole
thing.
No.
And a new friend.
No, but you know what Steve managed to do is now give the same. You know how they gave thing 1, Liliana, thing 1?
Yes.
The 4 boots? They should give thing 2 4 boots so they can match.
Oh, my gosh. And then they get their very own boot called the Liliana.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Even better. Wait, does Steve Madden sell clothes? I can't remember.
Yeah.
You should do a whole outfit so
they can
match thing 1 and thing 2.
I want someone to come steal my boots. I didn't even I'll order some. Can somebody come steal them so I can make a friend?
Oh, well, I'm already a friend, but I just thought maybe so we could get free stuff.
Well, that's the whole point.
I told you we're hosting game night this weekend between my old high school friends and my boyfriend, neighbor man.
Mm.
And I told you that I was stressing out because I realized the last time we had game night that I don't have any more fun games. I lost them in my last breakup. So I would need to buy some more games.
You got custody of the stupider ones?
I did! Like of Hallmark Monopoly Edition. Now, that one's not dumb. Some might think it is, but it's not.
It's not one you want to whip out on your first night of hosting game night with these people.
But last night, I'm tip-tap typing away, and I'm like looking at some like games for this weekend. And I noticed that me and my boyfriend, neighbor man, we don't agree on games, okay?
This is important.
I want the dirty, filthy, might get me canceled type of card games. You know what I'm talking? I'm talking Cards Against Humanity, right?
What some of those, do you meme?
Yeah, some of those are bad. Mm-hmm. Let's just be completely honest mm-hmm. with each other. But they're fun with your friends, right? He doesn't like those. He does not like those whatsoever.
Is he one of those people that like doesn't think that they're funny? Because I feel like some people are like, oh, that's the bottom of the barrel humor.
Yes. No, 100%. I had a couple different types of games like that in the cart. And he was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really have fun with those. And I said, what? What do you mean? We laugh. We have fun. I'm giggling. I gain abs. What do you mean we're not having fun?
So what does he prefer?
He wants strategic, boring games. It's fine. I mean, I like them.
What, like Risk? How strategic
Monopoly?
Are we?
Monopoly? Yeah. You want to take Monopoly seriously and actually finish it? Nobody finishes Monopoly.
Ever.
No, that's what he wanted. So I ended up buying I bought a game. It's called like Raccoons, Lying, Cheating, something. I don't know. I just got it because it has raccoons in it.
Cool.
But it's a strategic game where you have to try to figure out who's lying.
Okay.
I know. It's not Dirty Filthy. Get me canceled.
No, that's not even. Here's the difference is fighting or not fighting. The Dirty Filthy, that's not going to start an argument. Mm-hmm. If anything, somebody's just going to leave offended. The strategic, you guys might break up. Because you know what? You get nasty, and not in like a fun, dirty, filthy, nasty type of way. You get nasty, mean, cheating, lying.
I do. If anyone has ever played the card game Chameleon, I cheat at that game. When I get that card game out,
it's not fun.
I say it out loud to everyone. I will cheat at this game. I will look to my left and I will look to my right and I will cheat.
So this might be the last time you host game night because you are sabotaging it. You can't be on the same page with your partner about everything. You just talked about board games. It's mm-hmm. not something you and Neighborman see eye to eye on. I don't feel like me and my boyfriend Curly see eye to eye on the types of workouts we do. Okay. We just maybe have different preferences. We've been going to the gym for a while together now. And sometimes I'm still like, you don't know me at all. There are just certain things here you know I don't want to do. And then today at 1:25 a.m., I don't know what he was doing awake at that time. He sent me a video on TikTok of a workout. And in my opinion, that means we should try this, right? Well, that's why he's sending it. It is an NBA full lower body workout.
NBA, isn't that the basketball team or basketball department?
Yes, ma'am. National Basketball Association.
I like how you knew what that was called. Good for you.
I know too much. See, I know too much already. What in the Sam Hack do you think I'm doing working out like an NBA player?
No, I think that's a compliment.
In what world?
That's a compliment. If my man thought that I could handle an NFL NBA.
Oh dear.
What's the other ones? BBL? No. What's the baseball
BBL
one?
BBL is what I need.
What's the baseball one? Baseball Association BA.
MLB? Okay, so this is getting really confusing now.
Don't send this to our sports station, please, okay? If he sent me one of those videos, I would be like, wow, that's a compliment.
Because you don't know what it means. You don't know what any of the letters mean.
Well, what it'd be, it's a compliment that you think I know what any of those letters is, and it's a compliment that you think my body can handle that. Okay. I just can't get over it. I don't know what any of that is.
I thought he sent me a BBL workout.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, this is turning into Taylor Window Confessional because I turn around to look outside just to see, you know, what's going on. And I hear behind me, I heard a bird.
I did.
So I don't really know how a confessional works, but proceed.
I don't either, but
confess your sins, I suppose.
Okay. I don't even know, honestly, why the bird stood out to me, but it did. As I'm getting out of my car today, loading up my backpack and my lunch bag to get into the station, I heard a bird. That's it.
You hurt?
I did not hurt a bird.
Well, my God, this entire I've been misunderstanding you this whole time. I thought you physically harmed a bird, and I'm like, okay, murderer, you know the first sign is that you hurt animals.
Oh my God.
I thought you were going to tell me you like hit it with your car.
Oh my God. I need to pronunciate better.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. I hurt a bird.
I heard.
How many people did you tell that to?
You, Spencer, pretty much everybody here.
Oh, so no. All you did was heard was a tweet tweet and you thought that was enough to tell people that you hurt a bird.
Wait. I thought it was a great news to tell you that I heard a bird. Now, I realize I need to emphasize on the D, mm-hmm. right? I heard a bird. Because it's cold, right? And when you hear a bird, it's good news. Warmer weather is coming. I heard a bird. I got it. Hit that D harder, okay? I really do.
Of course. I got to think before I speak.
Well, okay. This is not what I thought this was going to be.
You were so excited to talk about this.
That's why I said confessional. I'm like, you really are like owning up to some stuff right now.
I want to make this clear.
The guilt's eating you alive.
I want to make this very clear. My name is Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon, Z102.9 KZIA. I did not hurt a bird. I heard. H-E-A-R-D.
Okay. All right. But if I learned anything, you need to learn how to spell, and I need to clean my ears, apparently.
We actually needed to bring in Spencer from 1600 ESPN into the studio.
I've been summoned.
As a Those Girls mediator.
The girls are fighting. The girls are fighting right
great.
Now. So you need to solve this argument, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
You were in the car earlier today when mm-hmm. I said something about a bird. What did I say?
I vaguely recall that you heard a bird.
Spell that for me, please.
H-E-A-R-D.
Okay, thank you. You may leave the room.
Okay, bye.
No, you're actually.
I thought this entire day, and I knew she wanted to wait to tell me until we were on the radio, I thought she hurt a bird.
Oh, hurt
like
a bird?
Like physically harmed a bird.
Oh, well, that's even worse. No,
I know.
I heard her say heard.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
It's a me problem.
She doesn't seem like the kind who would hurt a bird.
Thank you.
I disagree. And that's where we disagree once again.
See, I thought this was like a semantics about like she heard a bird, meaning like she heard like a bird singing or like she wanted to herd some birds.
Thank you.
Like a cattle herd or something. Like get a herding dog or something. I don't know. Like what are you debating right now?
Neighbor man wants another cleaning tool and I'm all for it. If it gets him to continue to clean. Except for he wants to use it wrong. And I know that the user manual will probably say something about, don't use it this way.
Okay. Can I make a guess?
Go on.
Is he going to use it on his body?
Ew.
I don't know. Well, no, don't be sick. Here's what I pictured. As you're saying
no, go
that,
on, paint a picture for the whole room. We want
to
hear
I'd
it.
I'd like to tell you what I thought immediately uh-huh. as you're saying that. I imagine, it's just because we talked about it yesterday, is it one of those electric like shower scrubbers? He's got a bald head. I thought maybe he was going to polish his head.
Stop it. He's going to be so offended you said that.
Why?
Oh my God, we have to strip this audio. He cannot hear
Why?
This. Oh my God.
I feel like that'd be very exfoliating. If I had a bald head, I'd do the same thing.
Look at it shine. It's so sparkly.
Yes. Okay, now what did he actually do?
Okay, he's not using it on his body. I swear to God, at least that I know of.
Okay.
But what he wants is he wants another mop. Now, what we have... We have two mops at our house. We have a steam mop and then we've got like an electric mop. So it's okay. One that you press a button and it's like a vacuum, but it mops up messes. It's great. I love it. And we have a lot of messes. You know, we got lots of pets in the house and then, you know, just it's an easier way to mop. Okay. But he wants to consolidate even more. So he wants to get rid of the steam mop and he wants an electric vacuum mop. I don't know what you would call it, but it would be the same thing that we already have, except for it's a steam vacuum mop.
Okay.
So how it would already be mopping, but it would be steaming at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, so he wants this.
A lot going on.
But he wants to use it in the wrong way. He was telling me, babe, I was thinking that I could take it and I could put it on the counters and I could clean the counters with it.
Wow. Okay.
Here's where I draw the line. Close your ears if you don't like grossness. Do you know what we use our mop for? Again, we have lots of messes.
Pet accidents.
Pet accidents. It cleans every accident that you could think of. You are then going to take that and put it on the counters.
Which you eat off of.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I said to him. He goes, well, babe, but it's steam, so it's cleaner.
Oh. Okay. Here's.
Tell me I'm not crazy.
Well, I. You know what? I can appreciate the efficiency.
I appreciate
I like
it
where
too.
His head's at. However,
you
it.
Like
cracked-
where the bald head is.
Yes, I do. I'm trying to make up for what I said earlier. Very smart, neighbor man. Very smart. But it cracks me up. I just am picturing you walking in the house. You set your keys down and you turn around and he's standing up on the counter mopping it. I kind of love it.
It's going to be like those. Oh, my God. I forget what commercials it was. Was it for the Tidy Whiteys or whatever? There's always. Do you ever see those commercials where you'd walk in and somebody's just in their white boxers and they're like singing and dancing and cleaning? I just imagine I walk in and yeah, he's on the counter in his tidy whiteys,
mopping
with his shiny top.
With his shiny, yes, and also with his shiny bald head.
We always see on our TikTok For You page people being like, I hate to gatekeep or I don't want to gatekeep, so here's my favorite mascara, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same thing. I want to talk about things that our significant others are really, really good at.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a bragging session.
Okay. It's like, I don't want to tell you because I don't want you to steal my man, but.
Yes.
I got to keep what he does.
Exactly. Okay. For instance, I was just talking about neighbor man wanting another cleaning product.
Mm.
He wants a steam mop. Here he goes again. But I let him do it because. That is something that I hate to brag to some people out there who've got a significant other. Neighbor man loves to clean. Oh, and I let him do it. Even I came home early the other day and I was like, hey, honey, you want to go to lunch? He's like, no, I am cleaning right now. And if I stop, I'll never get back. And I was like,
that is rare.
I've got to let him go. I got to keep. He's got to clean. That man loves to clean.
Mm-hmm.
We both acknowledge it. I think he does 95% of the cleaning in the house. I only do 5%.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta hold that tight and hold it at home.
Ladies, stay away.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Mine.
No kidding.
So then I was thinking about, I was thinking about Curly. I was like, okay, I don't think Curly's is cleaning. No offense.
Don't worry, I'll say it. It's not.
But there is something that is, outstanding about Curly that.
Oh.
That really shines for him that Curly or that neighbor man doesn't have.
Okay.
And that is Curly loves to watch reality TV.
Oh.
Cause I've tried to get neighbor man to watch it. I've tried to get him to watch Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I've tried to get him to watch Love is Blind. I've tried. He thinks that is so dumb, trashy, mm-hmm. horrible TV. But you and Curly, you guys bond over reality TV. And I love good mm-hmm. trashy reality TV. And I know you do too. And I think that is such a cool thing that you guys have.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that, you got a good one right there. Like
I do. I don't even actually know. Here's the secret is I don't even know if he actually enjoys it. Most
really?
Shows, yes. Like Traitors, he loves it.
Okay.
Love Island, he loves it. Anything beyond that, he's a great sport and he's on board to like binge watch anything. But I think he's so good at it that I don't even know if he's actually enjoying it.
He just, is he more afraid that you'll complain?
Perhaps. What is worse, watching the show or me complaining?
You hang out with me, because I would also say Uno reverse for me. It's me complaining about the house is a mess.
Right, so suck it up and watch this stupid Love is Blind.
I still can't believe that earlier today you thought I said I hurt a bird, but I actually said I heard a bird. And you didn't ask any more questions. You just said, okay, like, but I'm just confused. Like, if I heard you say I hurt a bird, physically hurt one, I would want to ask you more questions. Like, why are you hurting animals? Like, I'm probably going to call on you. Like, there's got to be a law against that, right? again, I want to make this clear. I did not hurt a bird. I heard, heard a bird. She thought I hurt one, though. I did not. But you didn't ask questions when you thought you heard that. Why?
Well, I guess there's a couple reasons. Number one, you're pretty dramatic. Most of the time, I'm like, I hear you, but are you really telling me the full truth?
Yeah.
Probably not.
She probably just hit it with her car. Everybody does it.
I didn't think you murdered a bird in cold blood. Otherwise, I probably would have been like, oh, maybe we should get you somebody to talk to. And then also, this is just the life I live where Destiny, like, does Ryan Seacrest IRL constantly, where she's like, you're not going to believe what I won at the casino last night, but you can't know until we're on the air between 3 and 7. And I'm like, is this a real life commercial? You know, the best thing about having cats is spending your hard-earned money on them for them to just absolutely not appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. How many toys or things have we bought for our cats and they do not care?
I love my cats, but at minimum, it takes them 5 to 7 business days to even like sniff things I buy them. Except I got really excited to find out that my cat Romeo loves spring toys. They come in like packs of like toy, like variety packs of cat toys. And he loves them so much that we ordered just a 12 pack of straight up cat springs on Amazon. And now it's no longer a fun game because he will look at you as he's batting around the spring, around the kitchen on the slippery floor. He'll look at you and then he shoves it under the couch and then looks at you like, what, are you going to get it for me? He purposely does it.
No. Excuse my language here. Can I say what I think he's saying in his head? He's, you know, hits it underneath the couch and he goes, all right, fatty, get up and give it.
And you know what? Actually, that's so accurate. Because the way that I have to hoist myself down under the couch.
He hears your joints, you know? I swear my cats do the same thing. They're like, all right, get up. You can do it. I haven't seen you get up in a while.
It's because I keep calling him chubby. Oh, my God. It is. I'm like, oh, we're going to give him these springs so he gets some physical activity. Uh-huh. He's got a little bit of a winter gut on him right now. And he's doing the same thing to me.
What about you, Mom?
I heard that grunt when you hit the floor.
You want to say, I have a belly? How about I'll say the same thing?
Uno, reverse. Oh, God. See, now he's too smart for me.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It can be an uncomfortable thing, but it is something that, you know, everybody at some point needs to talk about with their loved ones, and that is their afterlife wishes.
I've already talked to Neighbor Man about this.
I also have because I know what I want, you know?
You did. You've talked to Curly about it?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Have you talked to your parents?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've never told my parents, but I've told Neighbor Man.
Okay.
But I probably should tell my parents.
I like to let as many people know as possible because
I know yours.
I'm sorry. The last thing that I want is you to be looking at me dead and weird looking.
What?
In a casket. You know what I'm saying? Don't look at me. I don't want to be looked at when I'm alive, let alone when I'm dead. Okay. So, I figure we're going to talk cremation today. That's my personal wish.
Me too.
And I stumbled across a very interesting product, which is an urn that plays your favorite music after you're dead.
So do people open your urn and ta-da, and there's the song, or like how is it playing said song?
It's playing 24/7. So this is
no, that's brutal.
Somebody has
to have my urn playing my song 24/7.
There's a Bluetooth speaker on inside, so it's not like blasting through your house. I guess I'm sure there's volume control on it, but it came from
your dead body has to hear this song.
Yeah, so it's not
so it's
for
really
the people
for
around
you.
It's for you as the dead person, or I guess if you're putting somebody else's ashes in there and you want to torture them with Baby Shark for the rest of eternity, I guess you could do that. It came from Liquid Death, you know, the water company.
Yeah.
They teamed up with Spotify. I don't know why they did this as a gag or something. There's only 150 of them made, so you know, act quickly, I guess, if you really want to do this. But it got me thinking. In the afterlife, what is that song that you would want to hear if you were in the urn, you know, all dead and stuff? What would be that song that you would want to hear for the rest of eternity? I have mine. Do you want me to reveal mine first?
Yes.
Okay, this is the song I'd like to hear.
Oh, Jesus.
I like it. I think it's appropriate. It's, I think very literal.
What's her name?
Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire.
Is it because you're going to hell?
Well, and you know, that's another thing we can add to the list of points. Thank you.
That's the only reason I thought that through. Okay, so the song I pick is, well, I'm going to be sad that I'm gone, to be quite honest with you. So we're going to go all out, okay?
Okay.
It is going to be the saddest thing ever.
Oh, my God. You want to hear this as a dead in your afterlife for the rest of forever?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, because I'm sad I'm not here.
There's nothing sadder than arms of an angel.
I also hope everybody around can hear this. I would like to put in a request that it does have to play out loud.
Okay.
And that everybody has to remember that I was fantastic.
Are you the angel? I'm thinking into the lyrics. Of course I am. Arms of an angel. Are you the angel that we're in your grips?
Yes.
We're not just in your arms. We're in your grips because you're making us listen to this for the rest of eternity.
Yes.
Okay.
This song is so sad.
Yeah.
And I just want you to remember how sad your life is without me.
Okay.
That's what I want.
I hope I go first.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I know I've talked about this several times on this show, that I have made my boyfriend neighbor man late at night go get me some snackaronis.
Yes.
I'm a girl and
I have needs.
I get it. Yeah. You know, I just be craving chocolate at random hours of the day, and then I need chocolate stat.
Yeah.
You know? Every girl has that moment. And if you don't get that chocolate or you don't get that salty chip,
the world will end, okay?
Yep. Well, he Uno reversed me for the first time ever and had me go get snacks because the world was going to end for him.
Okay.
So I had a taste of my own medicine, and I'm going to be honest with you, I don't like it.
Really? Like, you struggled to figure out what he wanted?
No, more as in, like, it was just inconvenient, but...
Oh.
Inconvenience is love, I guess. That's a quote. There is a quote that says that. But here's why I say it was inconvenient, because, like, I was already in my pajamas.
Oh.
No bra, mm-hmm. Right? And, you know, I'm blessed, so they kind of need right. to be... Hoist up, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I'm in the pajamas. My shoes are upstairs. So I just grabbed my snow boots and I didn't feel like tucking them. I didn't feel like doing anything. So I looked crazy because my pants are hardly tucked. Like they're like hanging out of my snow boots. I didn't really need snow boots. The boobs are dangling. Let's be honest. And then I went and got some gummy bears. I couldn't remember what I was grabbing.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been in this situation.
The heat Uno reversed you?
I guess there have been times where it's like, oh, I'm making something and I don't have an ingredient and then I have to go do it. But I am very sour about it and I will make it his problem if I have to go.
Really?
Well, yeah. Because here's my motto in my house, which is I'm the orderer or the caller. You're the go-getter. If I call or I place the order.
You go get it.
You have to go get it.
But has it ever been he? But has he ever made you do it?
No,
you've
I don't think so.
You've never done it, girl. Had to do it.
He fears me. That's why.
He fears that you have to go out there one day with no bra on, and people are gonna know that is Taylor in the afternoon.
Oh no, I think he's just too scared to even ask. I feel like, you know, as you get older, birthdays are less fun, and it's more reflection on. Wow, I really should get my life together.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. As you get older, you're like, oh, wow, I don't have this much money in my savings account or this or that or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's super exciting to have a birthday, which I do have in a couple of weeks.
And you're turning 29.
And I'm turning 29, which really is not freaking me out that much, to be honest. Like,
I would. You're almost 30.
I'll freak out when I hit 30. I'm like, I got one more year. That's sick. But with that, I was actually on my way into work today, and I'm like,
you're contemplating, when do you start really taking your retirement account seriously?
Yeah, I was contemplating
sign up for
things.
AARP.
What? I'm not there yet, okay? Well, I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, it's almost March, rent's due. oh my God, that means my birthday is just around the corner. And just reflecting on my life, I own no property. I have no children.
I'm not laughing at you. It's just the way you said that. You know, I have no children. I have no property. Yeah. I have no life.
What is it that I've accomplished? You know, the really,
what have you accomplished?
The really happy things in life. And with that, I don't know why, because again, you know, my mind is doing crazy things. I'm like, maybe I should carry a purse.
Okay.
You know,
stop right there. I like how your life went, I have no children. I have no property. I am nothing. Maybe I should carry a purse.
Well, yeah, because here's the thing.
Because then I'm something.
Well, I feel like it gives mature. It gives
womanhood.
Yes, I have my life together, which I, in fact, do not clearly.
And then if you see a girl carrying a purse, you're like, she's got a kid. She's got kids. She's got property.
Yeah. I do feel that. I'm not, I've never been a big purse girl. I have had a fanny pack for the
you
last several years because it's convenient. I just like to throw my keys. I need my keys and my wallet attached to each other at all times so I just know where they are. And that's just the life I've lived because it's easy. Now, I carry a purse for like special occasions, right? If I'm going to a wedding or something, I do have a couple of purses. I just don't carry them day to day. Or like if I'm running to the store, I don't grab a purse. But I'm like, maybe I would feel like true womanhood. Maybe 29 is the year I carry a purse.
This is really hard for me to see because I've been friends with you for so long. I've never in my life ever seen you with a purse.
And I don't like carrying things.
I just have never, I never thought you would be a purse person. And that's not a problem. That's not, nothing wrong with that. But I do know that who you are as a person is that when you say something or when you start thinking something, it's going to happen.
Right.
So you already thinking about getting a purse.
Well, yeah.
She's going to get a purse tomorrow.
I'm going to buy a purse.
She probably already has like three in her Amazon cart right now. Who am I kidding? I'm not wrong.
You're one step ahead of me, but that is my activity for tonight.
So I know you're going to do it and I can't like stop. It's not that I'm going to, but I will tell you what I think is really funny is that I've always been a purse person since I was in like elementary. And I've noticed that as I've gotten older, I've become less and less pursy. Like I just don't like a purse anymore. And I wish I did. I don't know why. So maybe you're
going
to.
What are you doing instead of a purse?
I become more like you where I just take like a fanny pack or I just throw my debit card and my driver's license and my little crappy, you know, pant pocket that they give women, right? And that's about all I do. But I hope that maybe you getting purses will inspire me.
Okay.
So go shopping.
Does that mean I'm going to be worth some? I will still not own any property. I still won't have children, I will have purse.
You know what? To be honest with you, I will see a little bit more maturity of you.
People are going to take me serious.
I really would. If you carried a purse, I would see more maturity of you. Okay. I'm not joking.
Well, thank you. I'm going to swipe my card and spend money I don't have on that. Thank you.
Can I ask you a real dumb question of the day?
Sure.
Do you feel like going to the grocery store or going to the gas station after work is like the most inconvenient thing in the entire world? Or do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I now understand, like, as a kid, when your mom's like, we can't make any stops. I get it, because you just want to be home.
Okay. I need to go to this is so stupid. This is so dumb. I need to go to the store today for chocolate.
Oh, you need to?
Yeah? Like, why are you? Yeah, I need.
It's a need. I'm gauging how emergent this is.
Yeah, I'm going to fall over and die if I don't get chocolate. Okay. It's pretty need.
All right.
In my opinion. But I don't want to go. I hate going.
Curbside.
I do love me some curbside. Thank God they invented that.
I feel like that's the worst part, especially this time of year, is because it's cold. Like, if I have to go out in the cold to get to my car, I'm driving home. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not getting back out
of
the car.
You're saying I gotta have the cold wind touch me again?
No. Maybe if it was nice out, I'd be more inclined to, like, run into the store or something.
Like, but if the cold wind was gonna take me out for a hot date, sure. But, like, it doesn't, you know?
What?
Just saying. Nah, I don't want to go. I was saying I don't want to go outside because the cold wind touches me. But if it was going to take me out for a hot day, like,
right,
sure, like,
buy you dinner first. And then it's like, who knows? Might get lucky.
Let's get quizzical. With those girls in the afternoon. Time.
time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
What could you do for 24 hours straight? That could be the answer to tonight's trivia question.
That's a long time.
I get sleepy after 8 hours, okay?
Oh, yeah.
This makes me nervous. But tonight's trivia question, 9% of people say they can do this for 24 hours straight. What is it?
Only 9%?
I know, so that number's low. What
is it? Superhumans? You know what I mean?
Where you're like, you have to have a superpower. There are superheroes in this world.
Maybe. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
9% of people say they can do this for 24 hours straight. What is it?
I think if anything, this is going to make me feel lazy.
Yes.
Like really lazy.
No, same.
And bad about myself. So thanks.
Welcome to tonight's trivia question.
Thank you. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
You know, it's funny, as I literally told you last week, if not the week before, that I want to start like mapping out my 24 hours in a day. Because I just feel like, I don't know where half of those hours go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know I use 8 to sleep, 8 to work. After that, where are the rest going?
Down the toilet.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm thinking more about that with tonight's trivia question. 9% of people say they could do this for 24 hours straight. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3820 said they could sleep for 24 hours straight.
I did one time.
Really? Were you sick or did you have surgery?
Okay. And then there was drugs involved.
Am I asking too personal questions?
HIPAA!
Sorry.
No. I'll tell you. I had bronchitis.
Oh.
And it was a really, really bad case of bronchitis. Like the doctor told me, I was like just kissing the edge of having walking pneumonia. I was like, what's the word? I was so close. I slept for 24 hours straight.
That actually sounds like a dream.
It was great. Except for then you start to get that horrible pinch. Right in your ribs. You know what I'm talking about? When you've been lying.
You lay too long?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to do that. It sounds kind of nice right now.
I thought you were going to say, I kind of want that pinch.
I am kind of missing that pinch.
It's been a while since we've laid for so long.
I'd like that.
0694 said, read. I could see that because I don't know about your TikTok for you page, but I have seen several, and it's usually towards the end of the year, people doing 24-hour readathons.
No. Absolutely.
He's like,
not.
I don't even want to do 24 minutes, let alone.
I don't want to do 24 seconds, let alone 24 hours. What do you mean? That sounds like the worst night of like college studying ever.
What? Oh, we've all had that too, where we stayed up way too late to study for a college class. But
they're choosing to do this.
Yeah, it's usually towards the end of the year when they're like really close on their reading goals. Maybe they have like, they want to read 100 books and they were at 95 or something. They will stay up for 24 hours and they document it on TikTok.
I'm good on that. I don't ever
I don't even want to watch 24 seconds of your video of you reading for 24 hours.
Boring. It's like watching grass grow. Oh God. 8875 said they think they could be quiet for 24 hours straight. I could.
Yeah, that's only one person in the room who could.
I totally could.
Bet. Why don't you do it this weekend?
Well, if I didn't live with anybody, I don't want people to be like, are you good?
Well, tell them about it. I think we should do this as a scientific experiment.
Oh, I don't think anything would change. You, however, your psyche would be affected.
I might be in the hospital after because I would just like, I would crash so hard.
I think you would actually explode. I'm not kidding.
I would. I know I would. I think I could only last, I sleep for 8 hours. I would have to sleep in order to get myself to not talk.
Yeah, it's like an involuntary, like, you know, you pass gas. That uh-huh. To you, that's like speaking.
That's what I'm, my words are gas.
Yes. You said it, not me.
It's like a fart. 9% of people say they can do this for 24 hours straight. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is less than 3 minutes away.
Yeah, that radio DJ just passes gas out of her mouth.
But it feels very accurate. You're owning it, too.
No, you 100% nailed it on the head.
I'm glad.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds.
Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
9% of people say they could do this for 24 hours straight. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
9% of people say they can scroll on YouTube for 24 hours straight.
Yeah, I guess I probably could. I wouldn't want to do it like on the regular, but
yeah, I think if you put me up to a challenge, I think I could. Would I want to do it voluntarily? Like, no. But how many times though have you told yourself, okay, just like 20 more minutes on TikTok? TikTok's more of our time, right?
Yeah, I can. I can fall down a rabbit hole on YouTube. I'm not gonna lie.
And then, well, you say like 20 minutes, and the next thing you know, you look up and you're like, oh my god, it's been 2 hours.
Yeah, here's what would have to happen for me to make it for 24 hours. You'd have to give me like a prompt. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Something like aliens. And then I would probably fall down a rabbit hole of videos for 24 hours and probably end up crazier than I started, thinking that aliens were in the room with me.
She'd be like, I think I see one on the wall. Are aliens coming into the room with me?
I talked to one in those 24 hours.
Because you start hallucinating.
I did. Should we try this? I'm actually
She just really wants to see aliens one time. And if this is the closest she's going to get, she's all
I'm
for it.
I'm down to hallucinate into doing it.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.